54.
Yep, at 6:54.
So we are back from executive session.
Yes, and did everybody get back that was in the waiting room?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion after reviewing the applicants to offer Eileen the position of the Otter Rock office manager bookkeeper at a salary of $20 an hour.
I would second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth,
Yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Motion passes. Congratulations, Eileen.
Oh, and
Thanks.
we wanted to add a start date to that motion.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sorry. The motion was that we would start that tomorrow, 12/13/23.
Are there any objections to that addition to the motion?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, I'd say we were okay with that vote then. Congratulations. We think you're jumping up and down with joy, right?
No, I'm sure it'll be fine. So I know that the previous employee, she got paid for like reading her emails and going to the bank and things like that. I really don't feel like I need to add anything else. So I think I'll just kind of do the $20 an hour and include everything in it. So I don't think
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're.
Like getting paid to go to the bank and getting
Yeah,
paid to do that and getting.
I'll just include all of that in the 20.
Well, it already was included. There was just a set amount of time that we allowed her for that. She's given like an hour to go to the bank, to go into town to the bank
Yeah, but she
and
got paid for mileage.
oh, the mileage. Yeah, that's different. That's per diem. Yeah.
So, and I don't think I'll bother with that. So I'll just include everything in the 20. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just
Yeah.
wanted to kind of clarify.
So, but we need to talk about who's going to be treasurer and talk about our officer positions and really in general.
So, like I
Well,
said,
I guess I could be treasurer, but then someone needs to be secretary and do minutes and record keeping.
I feel like I could do that. I keep minutes as we go along anyway,
Well, we
because
all should probably, but yeah.
yes.
Well, if you have a brain like me, you have to write things down.
I cannot do as much as you do, though. You know what I'm saying? You do
Like,
so much.
so, like
That's
what?
all the people you contact, all the I mean I certainly can, contact Curtis and things like
Oh
that, but
no, that wouldn't, the secretary position doesn't include that.
okay, so it includes putting out an agenda.
Yeah, and then you need to, yeah, and like, I just send out a send out an email, and this is what I, I usually go through my emails to see, what what we might need to talk about the next meeting and try
Right.
to put that down to start it and send it out to the rest of the board. Anything else that we need to talk about on the agenda? And I can go over the format. And since I'm already doing the posting of it on the website, that would be fine if you just send it to me.
Okay. I don't want to make any extra work for you, though. If I needed to post it on the website myself, I could.
Have you worked on websites?
Not really.
Okay. That might be something we want to gradually work on.
Which wouldn't be a bad idea anyways, you know.
No, we really should have someone
else. Yeah. I mean, I know when I first started, you know, you kind of gave me some information on the website, but then I never really had to do anything, you know, because you've always done it, Beth. But
right, we were going to go through that. So maybe that's something, well.
I mean, maybe that's something the three of us could sit down and look at together, you know, just so that we all, and I shouldn't say three, four, Lisa, you're always included, but, you know.
Yeah, we could have a website training.
Yeah, you know.
I would love that.
Someone else should be able to step in. I mean, you know, I could take off for Mexico tomorrow, and then what would you guys do?
We would hire a private investigator to track you down.
You track me down. That's what you do. Yeah, so
maybe it would help if Kelly just had some sort of like a bullet list of things that the secretary is responsible for. You know, it's hard to say she's going to take over your job because your job is more than just being the secretary. So
yeah, I think we have that document here somewhere on the website. I'm not sure where it is.
About the duties of a secretary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I might have it too somewhere.
I can look for it.
Yeah. So. And then I'll just be a board member, kind of.
Well,
which is fine, you know, you need just a board member, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and well, we have a lot of other things. I mean, I'm the main contact for Highland as far as their work and operations. You've been covering the insurance, Eileen, you could still do that.
Sure.
Your main contact for the insurance.
Yeah.
And
the admin stuff.
Yeah. That would be okay.
Yeah. Maybe do a little bit more with Highland as far as making sure they've got the information that they need, like that little postcard today, things like that. So.
Is that what that was?
Yes, we need.
Yeah, that was from the Water Resources Department, the state. We're supposed to. We have to file a report, annual report, on the rain year of how much water we have consumed from the springs, and they apparently missed getting it in by September 30th. So, that was added, and it's in their contract that they will do that water resources report. It's pretty simple. Just take the master meter readings from each month and plug them in on a thing on the website.
Right.
And we'll just have to remind them, oops, you guys need to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another thing that's been bothering me when we're talking about officers, and then maybe we can make some official things, and that we're really mandated by the statute to have a president. And I think we should have a president.
Lisa just raised her hand.
I'm basically the president anyway, so why the heck not?
That's what I was going to say. Why do we keep, calling you the vice president? We should just appoint you as the president.
So I motion to approve that Lisa's the president.
I second the motion.
And I motion to approve that Beth is now the treasurer.
And Kelly's the secretary.
And Kelly's the secretary.
Yeah, why don't we all, can we do this all in one motion?
Let's do it all in one motion. So I motion to approve that Lisa is now the president, Beth is now the secretary, and Kelly is going to take on the responsibilities of the secretary.
Beth is now
Beth is now the
the
treasurer.
treasurer.
Treasurer, and Kelly is the secretary.
And we're sans vice president, and that's okay.
Oh yeah, we're not required to have those are the three office positions we're required to have by statute. We can do a bunch more if you want. We could create some more, but we could make Eileen the vice president.
I don't want to
Yeah.
be the vice president.
Okay, she doesn't mean there a lot of places don't have one, but because anyone can be the president can ask any other person to step in to like, run the meeting or anything. That's no biggie. Okay. I've got it
Can I get a
down.
second?
We had a Kelly, you seconded that?
Yes, I second it. Thank you.
Okay. Lisa, yes. Beth.
Can I do a caveat here? I'll try this for the remainder of the fiscal year as treasurer. I don't want to be budget officer entirely. It's okay if Eileen and I do co-budget officer or something. Are you up to that, Eileen?
Yes,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. And since I am the president, I will send out a draft of an email that I want to send to the applicants, that telling them that, thank you, but we have found other qualified employment. And I'll try to send that out tomorrow, if not Thursday, to everyone, so that I can get your input, and then I'll send it to the people that need to be sent. And if it needs to be mailed, I will give it to Eileen to mail it off.
I think they all
Thank
have
you
email.
for doing that. And I will check my email every day this week.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is the update on the payroll processing provider.
Really quick, I got an email from Gricor. I had sent her a note last week, asking her if she thought she would be able to finish out the year and get the quarterly reports submitted and the year-end report and Whitney's W-2. And she finally replied to me and she said that yes, she was, which was a big relief. So she said
Yeah,
that
that's savvy.
she had she said that she had some other customers that she was having to get the payroll done for, but she said that she was going to finish out the year, which was kind of a relief. So what I would like to do is reach back out to who I talked to at the bean counters. And get a little bit more information on this Gusto payroll service and maybe go down that route. It was really affordable compared to, well, I shouldn't say that because I didn't get prices from like Paychex or anybody else, but it was certainly cheaper than Bricor. So, anyways.
I
Have
don't
they
know
even
if invoiced? They haven't invoiced us for months, though. Did they?
Rycor?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen an invoice from them for months, Beth.
Right. It took them, I don't know how many months to send us the
Yep.
first one, and then we haven't seen them since.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Well, I think the owner is having some medical issues. As
Yeah.
much, that's, she basically said that. So
So
we will have a bill. I mean, we're going to have to square up with them.
right.
So, but with that being said, I've had to do the payrolls for the past 2 months, and
You had to
it
do an
looks like,
estimated, yeah.
right. So.
Although did she do the run the calculations so that we got the the Department of Revenue and IRS?
She paid it some taxes, and I don't know where she got the numbers from. I mean,
Did we submit the hours to
I
them?
did. Yes, I
So they
did.
may have done them and just haven't
Yep, she
sent
never
back.
sent me anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were close to the numbers that I came up with.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were.
So anyways, I don't, as far as this, effective date of employment, I really don't plan on submitting any sort of a time card until January, just because I don't want to deal with a W-2 this year. So,
Okay.
so anyways, we've got a little bit of time.
Yeah, but let's get right on it. So, because by the end of January, we want to have something in place.
Yes.
And
So,
hopefully, we'll get that information so our January meeting we can look at it.
So if it's okay with everybody else, I'm going to reach back out to Bean Counters. They're local. There's a, somebody local to contact. What are you laughing at,
I
Beth?
just noticed we got an email from Devin Geiger. Might be a little too late, but here's your November invoice.
Oh God. Well, you know what? Let's
Nothing.
maybe we should look at it. So
I'm
anyways,
sorry.
I'm gonna reach out to Bean Counters, okay?
I am in agreement with that.
Okay. All right. So
I have a question though.
go ahead, Kelly.
So if she's paying the payroll taxes for Whitney's employment, how is she getting that money? Where is she getting that money from if we're not giving her any money?
It comes
Oh,
out of our bank account.
it's pulled right out of our account.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
it's
Thank
pulled
you,
out of our
Devin.
account.
Okay.
But we have to square that up with what we, because Eileen could only closely estimate the taxes for that, so for the withholding.
Who'd he send that invoice to? I don't even see it.
Let's see, who did it go to?
Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Yep, it went to oh, look at.
Oh, it's
Oh yeah,
from
I want to.
Northwest Natural Water Services.
Yes, totally. It's the Northwest Natural. That's who they are now. Northwest Natural. Yeah, we're gonna have to check this over.
Yeah, I think so. They're just gonna have to wait on this one.
Yep. Too bad.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. Onward and upward, guys.
Customer service funding survey. Customer funding survey. Sorry, guys.
Right.
An
Well,
update.
God. We not to say too much about it to skew any future surveys that we are still waiting on, but we're getting a good response. We've got 37 in. The responses are kind of all over the place. There's and some really interesting comments, some good comments. People are like, boy, we really need a new system, and everything from that to, well, I'm still getting water at my place, so I don't think we need to do anything. No, I'm serious. All of,
I know.
The whole gamut. And but some real thought has gone into it. I was really encouraged. Actually, there's been a bunch of questions. I've answered everyone. And they're really great questions. But made me think that we could maybe send out. So, and a lot of the same questions came up. And so I thought, well, maybe it's time to put this all together and send it back out to everyone, and add some more information. So I've been kind of cut and pasting from my responses to people, and maybe we can get it out in January, but hopefully they'll keep trickling in. And
when I opened the mail, Kelly, there were a few in there too. So then they are sending them back.
There were a couple in the box, the box outside. Yeah. They get a little damp, but
they were still.
Yep.
Well, and I mean, that's encouraging that we're getting a good response. So
it really is. So if anybody listens to this meeting and hasn't filled it in, most of them are replying back by email. Of course, I know who it is. We're not going to publish that. We may publish some of the comments, but we won't identify anybody. We would keep that confidential, but might be interesting for people to see some of the comments when we get done.
Yeah.
We've had a few that were turned on came in very anonymous, no name. In fact, looks like someone covered up the name and made a photocopy of the sheet. But that's fine. If that's how, I'd rather get the responses, more responses than, and we don't have to know who it is.
Well, and I know that, Francis kind of wanted to answer it one way. I wanted to answer it the other way. He said, well, don't we both get one? And I said, well, we're only one household. Yeah. So
it's
not like you pay a bill and I pay a bill.
We've been receiving some from, there's two adults in the household and both adults have responded, and that's fine. I we'll count that.
No, I just arm wrestled them down to the ground and said what I wanted to.
Oh, okay. Well, that works too. Yeah.
No, it's good.
Next on the agenda is the update on the roof leaks and the roof bids for the community center.
So I was there this afternoon and there was a puddle on the ground again. Because there was no bucket there, so
no, it keeps moving.
I know.
I added two of them last week.
Yeah, I know. So I took a bucket that had no water in it and wiped up the floor and put the bucket there. So, it is a moving target. So
it is.
We could get a swimming pool, a kiddie swimming pool, plastic swimming pool.
That's about the size we need. So I sent out the two estimates from DMB and an email. I don't know if people had a chance to read it, but.
Yes, I did. Thank you. And then we, last week we got the two different estimates from CB Roofing, the original one, and then the one with the upgrade that you had inquired about.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen an estimate from anybody else, so is that correct? We're just
we
Yeah,
just
that's
need
correct.
Have two.
two companies.
Yeah, my sister gave me the name of a company that did hers. I haven't had time to look them up on the Better Business Bureau or the Oregon Contractors Board. But I could do that and get a third estimate if you want to do that.
But we've gotten two.
Yes.
We've got CB. That now, which
Oh,
one is this?
I'm
Well,
sorry. I thought we only got the one. C and B is who came in and did the repair on the roof, right?
no,
DB, D and B, or
Well,
D
of
something.
course.
Dave Barry.
Yes.
So we got C and B and D and B?
No, CB.
CB.
CB Roofing and
CB. Okay.
Corey and David.
So we have CB Roofing and D and B Roofing. Okay.
No, DMB Construction.
Oh, okay. 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 So are
Yeah.
they comparable?
They are.
They're
They're
actually pretty close. And did people read, you know, I had asked about the higher grade shingles, and I
Right.
did get that response from Dave Barry.
Kind of
He'll
shocking.
install whatever you want, but he says they're a lot. He thought it was kind of overkill. Some of us won't be around when their lifespan is over anyway, but no, he said they're a lot more work to install. They're so thick, they're harder to cut, you know, and they have to cut them to stage the roof right. And but he said, you know, either one, but his bid was not, his was for the mid-range, and he put two bids, one for Malarkey and one for the Owens Corning brand, which they actually like the Owens Corning brand better. So what do we got? We've got
Is that like 10-6?
11,950 was with the higher grade material, but and that also the venting is a bit of a thing. We need more than two vents, but if we have CB, I'll probably have to argue with them too. I had a little discussion with DMB and some back and forth in the emails about the venting. And people kind of look at me a little weird, but I actually have 12 and a half, 13 years experience in that area because I was a BPA certified weatherization auditor inspector for that time and did a lot of venting calcs. And it's a long story, so I won't go into it now, but that does need some more venting there.
Was he going to requote that, Beth, or that's just something that you kind of found on the quote that needs to be?
Which one?
Well, I'm looking at DMB.
Okay.
So there's two quotes. One's for 10,350. Replace AF50 vents and add more to other side of roof where needed.
Right, they'll replace the existing pans that are there on the roof. It's got
Right.
three up there, and
But
then
okay. But
added
you
it.
go
Oops,
ahead, Beth.
this is
I'm
the
sorry.
wrong one.
Yeah.
And then CB Roofing said that they would cut two more vents in.
Yeah, and they upped it for, I don't know if that's all for, you've got the 1800 extra for the going to the higher grade
Legacy shingles,
shingle,
but
but then the other part's 200. Also 200 more, and 200 for two roof vents is way high. But
why don't
maybe
we, maybe what we need to do is print these quotes out and
have to print it out.
take a closer look at them
Well,
and see if we can get one more, just to have one more.
So we've got 10,350 and 10,650. The only difference is the Malarkey Vista. Okay, so they would do the Dave Barry would do the charge a little bit more for the Malarkey shingles than the Owens Corning, I guess. Other than that, they're pretty ideal. And you know, he checked the roof. We checked the roof edge. I watched his guy up there seeing if it was sealed along the edge, and it was that roof that they did. But as he said in his thing, he will, you know, redo that whole thing with no extra charge. Because the total square footage is 1680, but he would only be charging us for 1380 square feet.
Yeah, which means he's a lot more, well, he's more expensive than CB, because CB is willing to do it all for 10 something. So, you know, it's.
Well, that's close. 10, 10,
well, yeah, but
to nine,
you got to remember that Dave wants, is giving us free. So he's giving us 300 and whatever he did before, which is not included in this price. So if you take that, you see what I'm saying? The square footage is not the same.
Yeah.
Because if Dave is only giving us 1380, whatever it was, and CB is doing the whole thing, which is 1600 and whatever, and CB is a lot cheaper because...
No, he's going to do the whole thing. He's... Yeah. Yeah,
yes, but he's gonna do you see the what whole I'm room. Saying? You see what I'm saying? DB or DMB is charging us more money for less square footage than CB is for more square footage and less money.
Right. Well, their difference is $400.
But you're not including the 300 or three, whatever Dave said that he was giving us for free, because he's not including that in the price.
Right.
Unless I'm totally confused.
Yeah, but
in reality, CB is a lot cheaper. If you do it, you know, apples to apples.
No, I think you're doing apples to something else. I'm looking at the total price.
Yeah, but you have to do it also for by the square footage.
No, they're doing the same amount.
Well, it's also by square foot.
Well, they're doing the same amount.
He's gonna replace the entire roof. Both of the contractors are gonna tear off what's there and replace it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But there's a difference in square footage because we're asking CB to do the whole thing, and David is giving us a break because he's already done part of it.
Yeah, even but though, we're asking both of them to do the whole thing.
Correct. But if, unless I'm mistaken, I haven't looked at them closely. I'm just going off what you said. 1680. Charge
they're both going to install.
See, Beth, charge customers for 1380 square foot of surface area for $10,350. And if you go into CB, it's the whole shebang for less money.
No,
so it's
$400
cheaper.
Less, but they're both tearing everything off that's up there right now and putting new on.
Correct. But you're not understanding what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, Lisa.
If you take the 10,350 and divide it by 1380, then you get the square footage price for how much it is for the roof.
Right.
And if you do it to two people, CB is actually going to be a lot less cheaper because it's 1650 or 1685 or whatever it is for the whole thing versus 1380 square feet.
What he
and that's
charges
all I'm saying.
per
and that's
square
all I'm
feet is different, but what he's going to charge us to do that building is $400 more than the other contractor.
With less square footage.
No,
that's what I'm
still going to do the entire amount.
See, I think what's happened is he's quoted us for the 1300, 13,000 square feet or
Right.
1300 square feet, but he's
Exactly.
throwing in the other part for free,
Right.
basically.
But
MCB is
that
doing
doesn't
it
really
for.
matter.
Well,
It matters what
I'm
we're
just
going
pointing
to
out that
pay a
CB is cheaper.
contractor.
That's all I'm saying.
And
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, Lisa. Thank
Yeah.
you.
No, I understand what you're saying too, Lisa.
I do, but it doesn't really matter.
I
Well,
don't have a horse in the game. I'm just saying that if you take square footage,
right.
CB's a lot cheaper
We
than
get it.
DMB.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Well, I think maybe what we need to do is go back to DMB and make sure that in their quote they put in there that they're going to tear off the entire thing,
He
right?
says
If
that
they
right in there.
it doesn't. Okay, well, I haven't read it, Beth. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it says to tear off 1680 square feet.
Okay.
Now,
All right.
do you guys
They
want me to
wanted.
get one more company? Or do you
Yeah.
just want to work with these two bids?
Did you try Cato?
I could not find Cato on the coast. They were only.
They're in Lincoln City. I
Well,
think
let me
I'll
go.
do some research tomorrow and send you what
Okay.
I find. But I think it would be good for us to get one more bid. I don't think it's going to get damaged much more than it is.
No, I don't think so.
And as far as the leak on the west side, the part that wasn't even touched is showing water, shows water stains there. So I think it's been happening for a while. And we may also want to look at the very top of the wall there,
Yeah.
because when they did that repair, the top plate up there was totally rotten on that side that broke from the tree. So there may have been water leaking up there anyway.
Right.
And we just may need someone to get up there and do a couple, use up a couple tubes of good caulking.
So is the lead time on these both about the same, couple months out?
That's what
I don't think I asked.
was 2 months out.
Okay.
One to
Well,
2 months out.
maybe what we need to do is get one more quote, and then we need to make a decision so we can get on the list. Yeah.
Is Kato or CATO?
CATO.
Okay. I think that's who my sister used, and she liked them very much. So I will, if you
Yeah,
have
some other
a
people in town have used them.
Contact for them, I tried looking them up. I could not find them.
Oh, well, I can get that to you.
Well,
I've got their Lincoln City phone number.
okay, if you send that to me, I will call them tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, maybe we can take a look at all three then and try to make a decision, you guys. At
Yeah.
least get on the list so we
You
know.
know that if they find dry rot, it's going to be
Oh yeah.
so
Right.
I'm a
That's
little
right.
that's
Right. And
good.
budget wise, I think we're I was surprised. I was expecting it to be way more. Were you?
I was ready for it to be more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm guessing when it's said and done, it's going to be about 15 because of the dry rot.
Yeah.
That's just a.
If they find it, yeah.
They're going to find it. If we have water spots, they're going to find dry rot. I mean, it's.
Well, you can have water spots from a couple years that isn't actual dry rot, but yeah. It can go either way. It's not too unusual.
Well, whatever we do, it looks like we're going to have to move some money. So
We're going to have to shuffle some around, yeah.
Yep. So, anyways, I need to take a look at that.
Okay. All right. I will call them tomorrow and see how soon they could get out here to do an estimate.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.
On to other, are we finished with the conversation for right now? Can I move on?
Please do.
Okay, request for use of community room.
Okay, I sent that. We've got four now. Yay, people are going to use it now that we cleaned it up, huh?
That's funny.
Didn't I send everybody kind of in a list?
Because you did. Yep.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Someone mentioned, did they know our, we might have roof work being done. I did mention that to everyone and they said, oh, well, you know.
They can work around that.
Working around that, yeah.
Yep.
So basically we would tell a roofer that we wouldn't want a start date until after.
Well, it's kind of, that's going to be tough, Kelly, because it's December 24th, January 13th, March 16th, and April 14th. So,
yes. We wouldn't tell them anything about that. They come when they can come.
Yeah. Okay.
And
all right. And if it conflicts with these other people, then it's just the poor luck.
Right.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be done before a couple of those occur. So,
yeah, hopefully.
Do we need to okay these or?
Yeah, well, we need to just by consensus, if anybody, as long as no one has an objection to it.
No, I think it's vote. Great. I mean, I think it's great that people want to use it. Yeah.
Yeah, because
hopefully we can get a fridge in there.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of which, you know, I think using this website and sending out these emails to people is, you know, I think people are reading them. We could send out an email once in a while
about
a refrigerator, kind of an email or something. So.
Mm-hmm.
Public notice of some sort. So, okay.
Next on the agenda is the 2024 meeting schedule.
Oh my.
Okay, that's been a while since we kind of were batting that around in our emails. But I realized one of those dates that someone mentioned, I had it wrong. That was October's date. Traditionally, our meeting date has been on the Tuesday after the second Monday. It's not always the second Tuesday. Sometimes, a lot of times it is, but sometimes it's like the third Tuesday because of that. Because we didn't want it as, so that makes it range between the 9th and I think the 14th or something. So on that draft I sent around, October should be the 15th, I think.
The Tuesday after the second Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would always be the second Tuesday.
No, it will not, because sometimes the first of the month lands on a Tuesday.
Okay. Gotcha. I gotcha.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so in October, what I sent out was wrong. It should be the 15th instead of the 8th.
And I think what I was doing was pushing back on the ones that were like before the 10th, which is next month, January.
Right, but then that makes it not, I don't know.
It would be on the 9th. Which, I mean, you don't even have the invoices prepared by then. So I don't know why we couldn't push that one to the 16th.
Well, it delays our other business, which is paying some bills, and some bills we have. I guess we might need to contact a few people. We have a couple that our water testing people almost kicked us off their list because of late bills one time. And I know Ferguson, which we don't have to deal with too often, they have late charges.
Well, I guess it just all depends on what's more important. So I think, as the bookkeeper, trying to get things done,
Oh yeah, I know. It's
it's kind of a scramble. So.
right, because you basically many times you've got billing happening the same time you have to have all these reports out,
Right,
and yeah.
right, right. So. I mean, I'm good, but Okay, so what are
Okay.
we doing here? Are we trying to approve this schedule for this year?
Well, we know that we have a conflict. Lisa has a conflict in March and in May that she will not be able to attend. She's on business, out of the area on business in March
Right.
and May, and we'll either have to meet without her or change the date for those 2 days or months.
Well, we'll have a quorum, right? There'll be three of us.
If all three of us can do it, yeah. That means no one else can get sick or anything.
So nobody can get sick in March.
Or just get sick and show up.
Yeah, get
Yeah,
sick and
just
show up.
if you can just lift your head and say yes a little bit, then you're here, right?
All right. Okay,
Okay.
so. We're just going to go with the second Tuesday of every month then.
No, it's not the second
Second
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
After the second Monday.
Yeah,
Yeah.
after the first
Oh,
Monday. So it
Monday.
would be all the dates that I sent out on that draft, except for October is wrong. It should be the 15th.
Right. Got
Okay.
it. Okay. Yeah.
We're letting Lisa off the hook an awful lot, you know.
Hey,
I
she's
know.
the
Gotta bring cupcakes next time.
I have lots of Christmas cookies. Anyone want Christmas cookies, they can come to my house. I baked
Okay.
the whole crap load on Saturday, so I have lots.
Right on.
So anyone wants some, just let me know and I will make deliveries.
Is that what you did with your sister?
Yeah, and Tina, who lives in Otter Crest.
Right on.
Okay, I'll redo that. And I was thinking that might be something I could put somewhere up on the website too. I don't think we've ever done that, but might be a good idea. I'll put a link on the main meeting page or something to that. Or maybe I'll make a page. It's easier to read, I guess. Okay.
We could do it together, Beth. It
Hey,
would be
yeah.
we could do it as the website training. Okay.
Next on the agenda is ordinances and resolutions. We don't have any yet. So next after that is public comments. Do we have any public comments?
I have a question.
Okay.
How could I get a copy of the billings for the Alpine Chalet for the last year?
I can get those for you.
Well, your treasurer should have those.
Would that be the water board treasurer?
No, your treasurer that we he's out in the East Coast. He does your finance stuff.
Oh,
That's
that'd
who.
probably be John.
John, maybe. Well, John who?
I don't know how to pronounce his last name very well. It's Bolaski.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just sent somebody some information on him. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah,
he's the one. He attended our meeting a few last year sometime, right? Yeah.
Do you have his information, Joel?
Oh yeah, I have his information. I can
Yeah.
I'll get with
Because
him.
I think we send him a monthly statement or invoice,
Right.
right?
So
Yes.
that's what I wanted to do is I want to get a statement that shows the gallonage that was used and the months that it was used in, and compare that to 2022.
Okay.
I didn't know if that was just a report that you can generate, or if it is if it's too much hand labor, I can get with John and he can copy those for me.
Are you looking more for just water usage overall, just
Yeah,
gallonage?
water usage and the amount paid for it. I know that the rate has gone up drastically in the last, I would say 6 months. Is that right?
The rates.
Starting August or July 1st, so that the August bill, because we bill for the previous month, but yeah, we
Right.
raised the
So
rates.
the rates raised and it's become a pretty major expense. So I wanted to, and I'm not quite sure if there's anything we can do. Alpine Chalets has a geological problem right now, and most of the units are vacant and not being rented or have anybody there. So our water usage should be very low, but we still pay the minimum, and the minimum I think is based on the size of service that we have. Isn't that correct?
Right. Well, yeah.
We have a 1-inch pipe or 1.5-inch pipe or whatever the case may be.
The base rate went up for Alpine Chalet and yeah, and then there's the overage rate. And there was one month in the summer where the overage was a lot because there was a big leak.
Yeah, that was the big leak we couldn't find. And
And I mean, I don't know, we send that bill to your treasurer, so
sure.
I'm
And
not
John
sure
Bell.
how he distributes that to the residents. So that, I mean, I think I'll have to defer back to Beth on that. It might be best if you went to him first.
Yeah, I can do
Yeah,
that.
John
Yeah.
Bukowski.
Yeah.
Bukowski.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could always provide you with a rate sheet that shows what the rates are for this year and last year.
Oh, I think I can probably get that from him as well.
Yeah,
If
this year's
I have
rate.
a copy of the bill, it'll probably have all that information on it.
Right. And you can all, I don't know if you're familiar with our website, but the rates are also on the website.
Yeah, I looked
So
on the website. I didn't see any way to bring up my bill or the
no, we
bill.
don't have that, no.
Yeah. No, you're not going to see that on the website. You're just going to see general information, as far as like the rates and things like that. So start with him.
Yeah, start with him and then let us know. I mean, we could print out some stuff from
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
that spreadsheet that we have there, the one we were looking at today, Eileen.
Yeah.
If
Yeah,
you
but
can.
I don't, we don't know how that bill is distributed for the residents over there. So,
No, we have no information what they
yeah.
do individually with it. No.
Right. It would be just for the global,
Yeah, it's
the
for the
whole
entire
unit.
thing.
All right. You've answered my question. I'll look to John. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any more public comments? Do we have any board member comments?
The only comment I had, and you know, please excuse me because I'm still a bit of a newbie, but I'm just wondering, you know, with the roof and then the rates going up with Highland, which is not called Highland anymore, I guess.
Don't ask me to call them anything back.
Okay.
That's Northwest what Natural them. Water.
Just like people still call Twitter.
That's right.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, you know, if you know, we start spending more money than we budgeted for, do we address that? You know, like if we have to adjust the budget, do we address that in our monthly meetings or and you said, you know, I heard somebody say something about we would move some money if we had to.
Right. Yes. Yep. Because there's.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Because there's money sitting in the budget that probably won't be spent on what it's been assigned to. So we'll just move that.
Okay.
Then there's also. Some other funds that are sitting there that we could possibly use, right, Beth? I'm looking
for my cheat sheet, and I can't find it. There's different rules on what we can do, but we've allocated money for certain categories.
Right, right.
In some cases, we need to do a and they call it an intra-fund transfer. We do that by resolution.
Okay.
Take money from one category and put it in another. If we have to spend more than we have budgeted, what we would need to do is a supplemental budget.
Okay.
But we do have a contingency fund.
Right.
The money that can be done with the transfer. It just hadn't been allocated, so we need to do that by resolution. And we can do it. And you can spend more money than you have budgeted, but then you have to do a supplemental budget. But and there's a couple different rules. If it's up to 10% or over 10%, there's different rules. And the only difference is one, we have to do a hearing and one we don't. We still have to give notice to everybody. And the board itself can do it without gathering the budget committee back together. Okay. And it's an extra form we have to fill out and post on the website. So,
okay. Well, thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah. I still can't find my cheat sheet, but there's a 10% and then there's a 15%, and I don't know why we did it that way, just to confuse me. And I had something else, but your guys are in luck. I can't find the envelope I wrote it on, so. Yes.
So while I have you on the screen, Eileen, was I going to pick up the mail Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday?
Kelly, whatever works for you. Whatever works for you. I think what I'm going to do is try to do deposits on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's kind of what I'm going to do. So if you can just kind of keep that in mind that I'm going to do deposits Monday or Tuesday. So whatever I get by Friday, I'll include in the deposits. So.
Okay. Cause a lot of them came in. 10 came in from Friday to Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then like month end, you know, it's kind of nice to get like a cutoff, you know, if we want a cutoff.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, let's say that by the, I don't have December in front of me here, but like if we said that we were going to use the, yeah, like the 26th of January, which is the Friday. Yeah. So, yeah, it's okay, Kelly.
All right. Well, I'll just go check it 3 times a week. And
yeah. Yeah. So. Go ahead.
I put the checks in the drawer. I put official looking stuff in one pile on the table, and I put what looks like junk in another pile on the table. Is that
yes? Okay? Yep, I saw that. Yeah, and I'm sorry if I that file folder, I ran out of there so quick yesterday.
Oh, it's no big deal. So,
yeah. Yeah. I've been in there a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for that.
Yes, I want to officially welcome you, Eileen, to the staff of the Otter Rock Water District. And I mean that sincerely.
Okay, well, thank you, Lisa. I will do my best.
Well, and let us know what kind of you know, support you might need. You know, if you just need a shot in the arm.
Okay. On the back. I might need a chair. I was thinking that little one would work, but I'm thinking I might need a chair. So
as long as you don't trash it, I have one in my shed from my office. But
how long's it been sitting in your shed?
Well, my shed is climate controlled, so it's not going to rot. It's not rotting away.
Take a look.
But it is property of Oregon State University, so there you go. Ooh. But so it's currently sitting in my shed because I don't use it.
Oh, well, maybe I'll come look at it.
Okay. The only thing that's wrong with it, it's got a crack in the arm.
Oh.
In the plastic.
Oh, I kind of like this kind. With the mesh?
Mm.
No, it's fabric.
No, I don't want fabric. I'll find something. You're just trying to clean your shed out, Lisa. I know.
No, I can't give it away because it doesn't belong to me.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's in my shed, not in my house. I don't want to drive to Corvallis to give it back. Yeah.
Well, we could use it in the office temporarily.
I'll come look at it, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there any other board member comments before I adjourn this meeting? Seeing none, I'm going to stop the recording at 7:58.